What's going on? Here's today's No Sweat News, because we got Green Day tickets to give away on the No Sweat News quiz. All right. Here's the story of the woman who broke up with her boyfriend and decided to burn all of her ex's love letters and ended up setting her apartment on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What? Didn't work. Ariana Lillard in Lincoln, Nebraska broke up with her boyfriend, and she decided she was going to purge the love letters. So she burned them all up.
Burned them up.
And then she laid down to take a nap,
not
realizing that one was still smoldering.
Bad idea.
And she woke up to her apartment on fire.
Oh.
And I had no idea that this is even a charge, but apparently negligent burning is something.
Why am I laughing?
I don't even know. What the hell is a negligent burn?
I don't know what a negligent burn is.
I had a few of them in college, actually.
Oh, hey.
Pass me that before you burn that negligently.
I have a negligent burn, but it's between my legs.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Use protection.
Might want to get a salve for that. They have treatment options.
Well, what can you do?
Get a little Valtrex on it.
I'm getting some penicillin tomorrow.
And here's the story of the guy who installed a safe in his refrigerator to stop his fiance from eating his chocolate.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, his name is Dave Williams. He lives in Wales. And his fiance was eating all his chocolate, and he finally said, "Enough of that, Stacy!" And he went out and he ordered a safe that he could put in his refrigerator.
That's preposterous.
And he put it in there. She posted pictures of it with a tirade on whether or not she should stay
with the guy,
engaged with him.
I would say maybe not, Stacey. If he's putting chocolates in a safe, imagine what he's going to do with, I don't know, dirty magazines, etc. Money.
You can get one of these things for $40. So if your roommate keeps on stealing your stuff, then go ahead and find one on Amazon for $40. It's see through plastic, but it's got a dial.
Oh, that's funny.
Like it's a 4-digit master lock.
So you're actually taunting the other person
because you can see what's in it,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually kind of funny.
And air holes, you know, because it's got to get some air in there. And then here's the story of the guy in Texas. He's wanted for divorcing his wife without even telling her.
Well, excuse me?
I know that passive-aggressive breakups are the thing right now, but this takes the case. Paul Nixon from Klein, Texas, forged his wife's signatures on the divorce papers, forged the notary public on the divorce papers.
Ooh, bad.
And sent them all in.
Bad idea, sir.
The wife found out back in May when she got a bunch of court documents telling her that the divorce was final. And she's like, huh?
I feel like this guy could get in trouble here.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now he is wanted because he's taking it on the run for aggravated perjury, and she'll get the last laugh because he's facing 10 years in prison.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Crazy, right?
Why didn't he just ask her?
Seriously. Just get the divorce.
She must be a real
It'll piece be of great. Her. The catch and release is the best
the
thing ever.
The guy's either a real, real chicken, and there is a possibility about that.
For sure.
Or she's a real piece of work.
Could be a little of both. And I just want to follow up. Remember the story we did earlier this week? The college game day kid, Carson King, when he had the sign up that said Bush Light Supply Needs Replenishing, and he put his Venmo info?
Yep, I definitely remember that.
Okay. Now he's up to $36,000 in donations.
This kid was brilliant. I'm so angry.
After he had $5,000 in the account, he called up his local rock station and said, "Hey, I'm going to donate this to the children's hospital." And when everyone heard that, the money just kept on pouring in. As a matter of fact, Bush, Anheuser-Busch and Venmo have both said that they're going to match his donations. So the children's hospital in Iowa is getting a major check out of this.
That is... What can you say? That's amazing stuff right there, especially from a youngster, a college kid.
Plus, Bush Light says they're going to give him free beer for a year. Now, for me, a year's worth of Bush Light would be zero cans of beer, because that's not my style. But this kid's in college. That could be good.
Hell yeah. I drank Natty Light, baby.
Save.
Bush Light's like a step up.
Milwaukee's best right here, pal. $1.99 a 12-er.
Oh, man. When you're in college, you'll drink gasoline, for crying out loud.
Quick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.